The war is still there, but it seems more distant than when we were last in Aleppo a few months ago. Large swathes of the city are controlled by the Free Syrian Army, but for many, living under FSA rule is not a happy experience.
It's freezing cold and pitch black, and about 150 people or so have lined up at the outer wall of a bakery in this part of Aleppo. They're stamping their feet to keep warm, and some of them have lit small fires on the pavements. In about half an hour, the bakery doors will open, and the people hope they'll be able to get some bread.
Men at the head of the queue start drumming on the bakery doors in frustration. A mother is in line with her four children. We have no bread, no fuel, no diesel, no power, says Mohammed. We used to live like kings. Who's responsible for this area? The Free Syrian Army. With fighters organising the bread queue, she's careful about spelling out what everyone knows. The flour shortage arose because FSA units stole from the city's main warehouse. At a nearby Katiba or military headquarters, an FSA officer tells me, some commanders don't have control of their own men, and some commanders are stealing themselves. We are all thieves. I start with my own brigade. The officer's with one of the more secular FSA units. He goes on to explain that all flour distribution has now been handed over to the Islamists of the Nusra Front. The Nusra Front carry out many, probably most, of the suicide bombings in Syria. They are a feared as well as a secretive organisation. But after long negotiation, we were able to speak to an emir, or senior commander, in the group. The emir, Abu Luqman, denied killing indiscriminately, saying Jabhat al-Nusra were careful only to select military targets.
It's not just us who use suicide bombings. Many other factions of the Free Syrian Army do. The regime plants car bombs amongst civilians and accuses us of doing it, to destroy our reputation. God forbid we take any civilian lives, whether Muslims or non-Muslims.
Nevertheless, the US has designated the Nusra Front as a terrorist organisation.
What's your reaction to the fact that the United States has put you on a list of terrorist groups?
The West is afraid of our long beards, even though the Jews grow their beards too. Muslims are portrayed in the West as savages. The West is conspiring against us. When the Americans placed us on their list of terrorists, it did us no harm. It elevated our reputation. The Syrian people hate the American government. Thanks be to God, we consider this a Medal of Honour.
This was the first broadcast interview by a member of Jabhat al-Nusra's leadership. The emir was being cautious. One of his fighters had told me, we are the sons of al-Qaeda, but the emir denied any link at all. He also denied there would be any sectarian attacks on Syria's minorities. Christians especially had nothing to fear.
Our religion allows us to marry Christians, to eat your food and to live amongst you. We have many fatwas telling us not to exploit the Christians' blood and possessions.
A plane overhead sends everyone running. A collection of Nusra Front fighters assembles in the street. Syrians, Turks, Yemenis, Tunisians.
Coming back around?
I don't know, but we need to find somewhere. Now cover.
Amid the kidnapping and the looting, the chaos and the shortages, support for the pious men of the Nusra Front is growing. Western governments then face a dilemma. If arms are allowed to reach the Syrian rebels, they could end up in the hands of radical Islamists. But if moderates in the uprising are not identified and supported, power will flow to the best organised and the most disciplined fighters. At the moment, those are the jihadists.